This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. Y'all know how I do. I'm in the building with the Kappa. The Kappa, let them know you're right next to me, brother.
I'm sorry.
Kappa. Are you all right?
What were we doing?
Oh, we were doing a show. We're on the air.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's good that you did that. It's good that you did that because, you know, my guest is that we have here today, you know, the one of the greatest authors that's writing about a great book about that, something that's affecting the African-American community real heavy. Miss Nikki Van Valkenburg is in the building, y'all. She's here to tell us about her book about, you know, how you can transform your brain and conquer ADHD. Welcome to the show, Miss Van Valkenburg.
Oh, thanks for having me on the air. Thank you. And hello to everybody listening, too.
As you can see, one of us might have ADHD. Well,
I'm sorry, what?
It's a serious issue, you know, to talk about it. But the first thing I want to ask you is, like, for parents out there, because, like I said, it's big in the African-American community and the minority communities. What are the signs of ADHD?
Well, let me start by saying that I've written a book, and the name of my book is called Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin. So we're talking about ADHD, attention deficit disorder, with or without hyperactivity. And most people take prescription medication like Ritalin or Adderall, but there's another way to tackle ADHD without drugs, and this is brain training. And my book describes a method of brain training that's currently used in clinics across the country. It's very popular, it's clinically tested, and very effective, and now you can do it in the comfort of your own home. You can train your brain to conquer ADHD at home, which saves you time, energy, and money.
Now, in your book, you mentioned something about, like, we have an alert. Can you explain that to me? What's our alert?
Sure. Well, the alert, I have my book, and then I have kind of an upgrade, which is an actual brain training system. And what it is, it's some headphones and a pair of eyeglasses and a little control box with pre-programmed sessions. And how it works is you lay down on your bed, you put on the eyeglasses, you put on the headphones, and you just start the control box. And what you're going to see some mild flashing lights, and you're going to hear some heartbeat sounds. And it sounds kind of peculiar, but what you're seeing and hearing is actually a rhythm. It's the rhythm of peak performance. It's the rhythm of a person who's optimally listening, focusing, tuning out distractions, getting organized, being productive. It's that person that we all want to be. And by hearing and seeing this rhythm, you're actually practicing it. And it's like they say, practice makes perfect and repetition creates mastery. So by doing a little session, it takes about 22 minutes. And it's so relaxing that most people fall asleep, or they have a feeling kind of going under an anesthetic and relaxing so deeply that it's almost like falling asleep. So it's very easy. It's a way people say you can conquer ADHD lying flat on your back with your eyes closed. It's a lazy way to conquer it, and it takes just 60 days.
Now, and not to say that, like, you know, what would be the downside to compare that to Ritalin? Because, you know, Ritalin is, a lot of parents don't want to give their kids Ritalin. Why would you recommend your procedure over Ritalin?
Well, Ritalin is a very popular drug, and so is Adderall. Actually, Ritalin used to be the predominant prescribed medicine. Now the tide is changing. A lot of people take Adderall, or there's a new drug, Intuitive, which you see advertised on TV. The problem with these drugs even though you can get them from your doctor, is that they're amphetamines. And the FDA puts them in the same category as cocaine. So they're amphetamines. They're like cocaine. They're going to get you high. They're going to get you up. But what goes up has got to come down. It's the law of gravity. And it's going to get you high. It's going to, you know, have you working at turbo speed and doing real well. But once that medicine wears off, you're going to come crashing down fast. You're going to get depressed. You're going to have what's called rebounding. And just the up and down roller coaster is a lot for some people. People, you know, the Columbine incident. Now, I don't like to mention isolated cases, but that was a case where these kids were actually on ADHD drugs, and it was kind of messing with their mind and caused them to shoot people and hold the school hostage. In my book, I document a lot of cases like that where these ADHD drugs actually become dangerous. People become dependent upon it. It stunts your growth. It causes your veins to contract together. And it actually, in the physician's desk reference manual, it lists a lot of side effects of the drugs that people don't even realize. And some of these side effects can really be deadly. And even on a very low scale, people can become dependent upon these drugs, and that you need more and more of the drug, a higher dosage, to get yourself up. And it creates an addiction. It creates a dependency. But that's why I wrote my book, because I have to admit that I used to take Ritalin. I used to be on that medicine for ADHD. And I got to the point where I was like, this has got to stop. I'm going up and down. I'm having this roller coaster effect. I'm having a lot of side effects. I have to keep going back to the doctor to get a refill on my prescription. It's costing me money. And just all the side effects and the hassle of it. So it wasn't until about 15 years after I totally swore off the drug, never want to take it again, that I stumbled upon this brain training system. And it really has changed my life. And when I first started using the system, I started asking myself, well, why does this system work? Why is it effective? And I started reading everything I could find on it. And that's why I wrote my book, so that people can pick up my book and they can understand all the research that supports it, how this rhythm was discovered, and they can make a decision for themselves whether or not they want to try this and whether or not brain training is right for them.
Now, if I'm a parent, what would be the signs for me to tell that my child would even need your program or even Ritalin? How would I know that my child has ADHD? Some parents don't even tell.
Right. Right. Well, there's some warning signs of ADHD, and I love the little joke in the beginning when y'all were talking how the one DJ seemed kind of distracted, and you know, because that was so funny, because that is one of the warning signs: being distracted and having poor concentration, being disorganized, all over the place and scattered. And you know, symptom that a lot of people have today is restlessness, having a low tolerance for boredom, like waiting in line is pure torture. Or if you're listening to a boring speaker, you just want to get up and leave. You like a sound bites rather than a long-winded explanation. And just struggling to get into gear, like having this low arousal. A lot of people are addicted to energy drinks, monster drinks, or coffee, and it's because they need an extra push. They need some stimulation to get into gear, and that's just a real warning signs of ADHD, like having that low arousal and that craving for stimulation.
Now, let me ask you, just kind of, I'm sorry, big still, but just kind of building on what you were saying about It seems, and I guess you probably can have some more insight on this. It seems that nowadays, especially with the computer world and how everything is coming at microwave speeds, you get YouTube videos where people used to watch half an hour shows, and now they're you know, frenzying over between 2 and 10 minute shorts, and anything past that, they lose attention. So do you think this? The internet wave is kind of added to ADHD?
Right. You know,
a contributor?
You know, we always thought that technology would help us to be more efficient, and in some ways it does, but people want it faster and faster. You know, they want that email to arrive at the speed of light. You know, we want the videos faster, and just like you said, that the technology is moving at lightning speed. And all of those things do contribute to overwhelm. It contributes to, you know, struggling to get into gear, struggling to get faster and faster and faster with the productivity and the way we do things. But actually, in my research, I have found that ADHD, it's more than that. ADHD is an underactive prefrontal cortex of the brain. Is a little part of the brain, and it just doesn't have enough stimulation naturally. And that craving for stimulation, you're craving dopamine and serotonin, which are actually brain chemicals or neurotransmitters. And, you know, that's what ADHD drugs do, is they get you up. They give you that boost of neurotransmitters, that boost of dopamine. But we can find ways to get that naturally. When we find something that we really love, like maybe a song that really excites us, that is actually working like a drug. It's actually boosting that dopamine and serotonin in our brain. Like you see kids or even adults on video games, they have like this laser-like focus. They tune out all distractions. You might even be coming up to them and talking, and they don't even hear you. They are so focused on that game. That's because of their brain power is turned on. But now if you find something that we don't find interesting, like balancing our checkbook or having to write up a financial reporter, just it varies from person to person, but something that we don't enjoy doing, our brain power kind of shuts down, and we get kind of sleepy, and we kind of start to tune out, like a computer where there's no activity. We start to fade to black, and we just don't have enough brain power. So that's just something to be aware of, that when we're excited and we're turned on, we're passionate about something, that is our brain working at its best. That's when we're naturally turned on, naturally have that brain-boosting power. And we can achieve a lot of that by eating certain foods. In my book, I have a whole chapter on foods that boost your brain power. And the system that I have, that the brain training system, does the same thing. By teaching you that rhythm of peak performance, it teaches your brain to get up naturally instead of relying on drugs or coffee or energy drinks or anything like that.
Now, I think the first thing that probably stops a lot of people to realize and admit that they have ADHD is that, you know, in certain communities, it's put out there like an embarrassing situation. Like, people are scared to really face and deal with it. It's like, you know, it's a shameful, you know, disease.
Right.
Now, how do you, you know, tell people to deal with that?
Yeah, I was on another show when the host mentioned that exact same thing. He called it the stigma of ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's not true. Some very intelligent people have ADHD. Albert Einstein had ADHD. You know, in his day, the name Einstein was not synonymous with intelligence. He was a guy who was always scribbling in his notebook. He had his arms folded, refused to do his school assignments, and basically he was just bored. He was bored. He was not challenged. The teachers did not find a way to turn on his brain power, but the way he found to make it work was doodling and writing these mathematical equations and getting into the science and all of that, that turned on his brain power. And when he did that, he awakened his genius. A lot of people with ADHD are very intelligent people. It has nothing to do with your IQ at all. But what it is like I said before, low neurotransmitters, a low prefrontal cortex of the brain. And once you can get that brain rhythm going, like your brain waves, they may be too fast, they may be hyperactive, or they may be too slow, they may be sluggish, that you need to, either way, you need to balance, fine-tune. If your brain waves are too slow, you need to speed them up. If they're too fast, you need to slow them down. But this rhythm of peak performance with the brain training system will actually normalize, fine-tune, and stabilize your brain waves so that you can be productive and you don't have to resort to thrill-seeking or coffee or energy drinks to get yourself up.
Another thing in your book that you state that's real interesting is that you say that parents should replace the Xbox and PlayStations with your system.
A customer of mine actually said that, and I love that quote. He said that every home should have one of these brain training systems, and like you said, it should replace the Xbox, the Nintendo, or the GameCube. Yeah, that I thought that was a really neat quote. Yeah.
Now,
so,
just to kind of go back, I just want to interject again. I really think, like, as far as what you're talking about, this really needs to be entered into school systems. I mean, I know there's with the high amount of kids in the school and the low amount of teachers, there's not enough attention being put toward
right.
the kids. So if a kid is deemed hyperactive, they automatically say, well, he's trouble. And then it's quickly, okay,
exactly.
the short route to solve the problem is to dope him up on Ritalin.
Right, right.
And
you know,
I think
school,
it's
all about conformity. It's sitting in your desk. Don't ask any questions unless you're asked. You look straight ahead. You stay in this nice little box, and you don't go anywhere but that seat, and that it's a conformity, and that's a real shame. That's a real shame. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say it's a money thing? Because a lot of parents and in the communities feel that it's just a money thing. The school just get money every time they say that a kid has ADHD. Sometimes the kid might not even have it.
That's true. You know, and it's money for the doctors. It's money for the pharmaceutical industry. Every year, billions of dollars are spent on marketing these drugs. And the sad thing is like I said, that they're like cocaine. They're amphetamines. They result in dependency. They result in addiction. And the sad thing is when you take ADHD drugs, it does not do a single thing to heal or to correct the problem. It's a temporary fix. That medicine only works as long as you take it. You stop taking that medicine, your ADHD, it comes right back. The minute, the second, the day, that whenever that medicine wears off, you're right back to where you started. It's not doing a single thing to help heal or resolve the problem.
Now, you know, what you're saying is so interesting, but I just would like to know, like, who discovered you? I got, like, a two-part question. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I would like to discover who discovered this thing, you know, this whole thing, and then is it the percentage rate? Is it 100%? Like, is it a side effects to your program, too?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to give you
okay.
a two-part question.
Okay, yeah, I can answer that question, and I love that question. Actually, the brain training system that I have was discovered by a school psychologist, and he developed a home-based system. But let me back up, and what the brain training system that I have, it teaches that rhythm of peak performance. The scientific name for it is the sensory motor rhythm, and that rhythm is if you walk into any neurotherapy clinic, if you look in your phone book, where is a neurotherapy clinic in your neighborhood, they'll all be teaching that same rhythm, they'll be teaching the sensory motor rhythm for ADHD. But this is a rhythm, and this brain training system was actually discovered way back in 1968 by a neuroscientist named Dr. Barry Sterman. And he still teaches out at UCLA. He's still working and teaching medical students about the brain. And it's amazing. Way back in 1968, he discovered a cure for attention deficit disorder. I mean, the cure has been discovered. We don't even need drugs anymore because he discovered it. But let me back up. His name's Dr. Barry Sterman, and he was working in his lab with feral cats. Now, these are stray cats that are born out in the wild, and they have never had any human contact. If you've ever tried to pet a stray cat or to give them some food or something, they might carefully approach you, and if you try to pet them, they'll run off. You know, they're real squirmish like that. But mm-hmm. but these feral cats, this was his subjects in his lab, and he had all these cats together, and he exposed them to sound waves. And he developed these sound waves. When these cats heard this rhythm, they became very still. They allowed themselves to be petted and handled, and they even ignored the distraction of food and water. And he called this rhythm the sensory motor rhythm because it worked on the sensory motor part of the brain. And he published these studies. It was really interesting. But one day something happened that changed his life forever. His research assistant, Margaret Fairbanks, came to him and said, "Dr. Sterman, I saw what you did with those cats. Do you think you could test that rhythm on me? You see, I have a medical condition. I have epilepsy, and because of that, I can't get my driver's license. And it's such a hassle. My husband's got to bring me to work. If I want to go to the store, I have to hitch a ride from someone. I want my independence. I want my driver's license." And Dr. Sterman said, "Well, Margaret, I can't promise you anything. I don't even know what this rhythm would do for you. But okay, if you want to try it, let's do it." And she said, "Yeah, I'll be your guinea pig. I'll take whatever I can get." So she started coming to the lab every day and practicing this rhythm. And at that, when they first did these tests, it was just sound. And she came every day, practiced this rhythm for about 20 minutes a day. Are we going to commercial break?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I don't know. We're still here.
That's all right. Okay, well, she was practicing the rhythm every day with Dr. Sterman. Well, after a while, they had been practicing for 60 days, and she went back to her doctor, and they did a bunch of tests. They did MRIs, EEGs, and a whole battery of tests. And the doctors came back and said, "This is amazing. You don't have epilepsy anymore." And she's like, "What? I don't have epilepsy. No way. I was born with epilepsy. I've had it since infancy." And they were like, "We don't see any evidence of epilepsy." And so she goes, "Well, can you give me a note or something?" And sure enough, they wrote a doctor's note. She went to the DMV, and that day she got her driver's license. And she was so excited, and the word got out that Dr. Sterman used the sensory motor rhythm to heal her of epilepsy. People started coming from all over the neighborhood, all over the country, lining outside of his office saying, "Hey, I want to be the next person to be healed of epilepsy. I brought my sister. I brought my brother. Heal me. I want to be the next person." So, and Dr. Sterman worked with all kinds of epileptics, and he continues to do that. He's written many journal articles. He's gone before boards, and it's a very popular protocol. But researchers started to say, "Well, if they can do that with stray cats, if they can do that with epilepsy, what can we do with children? Children that have learning disabilities, children that can't pay attention in school, children that pick up a textbook and they can't even read a chapter and remember what they've read because they're so distracted, because they struggle with concentration and focus, or even children with dyslexia that see their B's and D's backwards. You know, what can we do to help them?" So Dr. Sterman met with these two psychology professors at the University of Tennessee, Joel and Judith Lubar, and they continue to work with his sensory motor rhythm protocol, and they tested it on children, they tested it on adults, and amazing things started to happen. They got kids off Ritalin that had been on those drugs for years. They got kids out of the special education classroom into the normal classroom. They finished high school, they went on to college, they got jobs and never needed the drugs again. Just amazing things happened, all the kinds of studies and documentation, publishing that this protocol helped heal people of ADHD. And today, this protocol is used in clinics across the country. But with my system, you can do it at home. Now, I wrote the book, Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, but this brain training system, the light and sound machine, was actually developed by a school psychologist, Michael Joyce, who took the exact protocol that they use nationwide, but he developed a home-based system so that you can do it at home.
And the system, it comes with a book, and what's some of the things that come with the system?
It does. Well, it's the headphones, the eyeglasses, and a little control box with pre-programmed sessions. And how it works is you do you start with session A1. You do that 5 days in a row, just 22 minutes. Then you go on to the next session, session A2. You do that 5 days in a row. Then you go to the next session, A3. You do that 5 days. So there are 12 sessions. You do them 5 times each for a total of 60 days. And when you're done, you can do any of the sessions, or you can try some of the new sessions on the system. Like there's a brain brightener session. There's a depression reduction session. There's an insomnia session. And just all kinds of extra little sessions that are on there to help you.
Okay. Now, side effects. Does your thing have side effects?
Well, we don't have any known side effects if you use the system as directed. Some people, if they have a headache or something, then it's probably not a good idea to use it. But we have very little, if any at all, side effects from the system. It's a very safe system.
Now, just say if somebody want to just improve their brain power. Is it just for people with ADHD or a person that just saying, I just want to give my brain some more power? Can they use your system too?
Yes. Anyone can use the system who wants to advance their brain power. And, you know, with ADHD, you can go to a doctor and be professionally tested, or you can just look at the list of symptoms and say, hey, that sounds kind of like me. I could use a little help. So, yeah, you can use the system even if you don't have ADHD. And, in fact, you know, in America, the system is kind of new. But the system was manufactured and distributed by the Mind Alive company in Canada. And in Canada, they actually got a government patent for the system. And it's also covered by insurance in Canada. It's part of the Health Canada initiative that you could go into a doctor's office and tell them, I have ADHD, and you can have this system covered by your insurance if you live in Canada.
So what would be, like, say my child, what's the earliest age I can put a child on this program?
Well, any child who is willing to wear the headphones and the eyeglasses and lay quietly for 20 minutes, they can use the system. I think the youngest child that I've ever trained on the system would be a 5-year-old child. And it's really popular with boys. We like to tell them it's a Star Wars machine, and it's the medicine of the future. And if you tell them that, they're very eager to try it.
So I just want you to tell the people where you could get your book at, you know, before we go.
Okay.
And, you know,
yeah, you can get it at www.trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com. And my book is $24.99 with free shipping. you can come to my website and read the first chapter absolutely free. And I'm also giving a free ebook away on my website, Five Dumb Things People Believe About ADHD. And I have my book, and I have the upgrade, which is the actual brain training system, and that retails for about $370. A little bit expensive, but we do have a Bill Me Later program, so you can pay with PayPal, and then you have up to 1 year to pay off the system without interest.
Okay.
And all of the information that she just described, the website, the links, everything will be on BeefStewRadio.com after the show.
Great. Terrific.
Well, I want to thank you, Nikki, for coming on the show. You definitely enlightened us. I know there's a lot of parents and now adults out there who might feel that they have it and might feel a little bit more comfortable with dealing with the situation and might even want to try your program.
Terrific. Yeah, I'd love for anyone to try it. I also have a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you try the system, if you don't like it for any reason, you can send it back and get a refund.
Once again, New York City, all over the world, Miss Nikki Van Valkenburg. We want to thank her for coming on the show. Like I said, get out there and get that book. We're definitely supporting it. Make sure y'all support that. Thank you again for coming on the show, Miss Van Valkenburg.
Thank you.
So, Keith Kapper.
Who?
You know who. I'm thinking about if it was Christmas time, I was thinking about, lucky it wasn't Christmas because I could have brought you one.
Huh? Bought me what?
You know, we could just keep one. I would buy you two, one for the car and one just to keep in the studio.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you like
yeah.
to play games. I think like, you know, like you a game dude. That would fit you right. You'd think you in Star Wars and you like to lay down and relax and be in your own world.
Are there any look, if I can't shoot or punch, I'm not going to think of the game, man.
Maybe she can hook up some Dr. Dre headphones for you connected to it. It might give it a better sound.
That's what's up. Hey, we could actually facilitate that. Let's get Ms. Van Valkenburg's system and let's go holler at Dr. Dre. So he can get Beats by Dre headphones connected to the system, and not only will these kids be able to hear, you know, hot tracks, they can get the ADHD cured.
That would be some crazy. You know, sometimes you say some crazy stuff, but I want to give it to you this time. This might be something that could work. I think that's a great system because I don't really believe in the Ritalin myself. You know what I mean? I think that takes away a child. Like, I've seen a lot of people who haven't put their child on Ritalin. You know, it seems like it takes the child's whole livelihood away, and the kid is not the same, you know?
Yeah, it makes them melancholy. They just kind of sit around,
which
is crazy. You know, it's like we said, man, this system, Chris Rock quoted it, he coined the phrase well. He said, the money is not in the cure, it's in the medicine.
Well, once again, this is Beef Stew Radio, you know what I'm saying? It's your man DJ Big Stew with my partner, the Kappa. We in the building. We just finished talking to Miss Nikki Van Valkenburg, and she definitely enlightened us on a lot of stuff that, you know, us in the African and Hispanic community, you know, we all know that every time our child gets in trouble in school or gets in trouble more like two times in 1 month, you know, these schools out here, the public schools out here say he has ADHD. So I hope a lot of people have gotten enlightened off of what she said and, you know, go out there and get the book. And if, you know, she had the fat part about it, Keith Kapper, is that I think she had a payment plan for that system.
A what?
A payment plan, like, remember she says, you know, you have a payment plan. You don't have to
pay
it. Of course, $370, but people, I think $370 for a whole year to help your child, you know, get cured without putting medicine in their system. I think that's a worthy investment. Do you?
Yeah, ADHD LAY away plan.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know, man. I swear to God, I know we cousins and everything, but I don't know where you come from sometimes, man. Anyway, anyway, y'all, once again, this is Beef Stew Radio. I'm your man, DJ Big Stew. He got me bugging. I forgot I said that already. You know what I'm saying? I'm repeating stuff again. And I probably got ADHD. You know, I was told that anyway, but I'm not ashamed. You know, I'm who I am. I'm like Popeye, you know? I am what I am, you know? But tune in tomorrow to Taste of Hip-Hop Cooking with Kev and Russ and me on the Wheels of Steel. You know how I be with those two guys, you know? Never know who fall in. Never know what they'll say. Russ just had a baby yesterday, too, as a matter of fact. Once again, shout out to Russ and his wife.
We got to get the cigars out.
Yeah. We're going to do that. Go to the rooftop, pop the bottles, and drink some, you know, smoke some cigars. We're going to do that this weekend.
Yeah.
Everything
don't
calms
touch
down.
It, though, man.
I can't
no
promise
touch.
You that.
No Dutch cigars.
You know I can't promise you that. Cause every time I say no, somebody else pulls one out the pocket. I can only speak for me. There's a long line of cowboys at the ranch. Just want you to know that. Don't get mad at me if some skunky stuff's just be in the air and I might be sitting right next
allegedly.
To you with my hand in a drink. Huh?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Anyway. Once again, thank everybody for listening. You know what I'm saying? And tune in tomorrow night to Taste of Hip-Hop Cooking. Also, I will be interviewing my man Real Saddam on the Thursday Night Mix. That's my homie. Straight out of Harlem, Real Saddam, Mayhem Music. They doing their thing real big over there. Y'all make sure y'all tune in for that. That's going to be a hot show too, Cap. They got a lot of hot music. I'm going to play their music that night. So,
here's one other important note. For everybody that's on Facebook, if you go to www. which most of you are listening, you click through. But if you scroll down on www.blogtalkradio.com/BeefStewRadio, if you scroll down, you could actually join in the Facebook discussion. So, you know, next show, start doing that, and we'll be reacting and interacting with you on Facebook as well.
That's good for you shy people who don't like to call on the phone and talk on the phone and hear your voice. You know, y'all tight, you know. So do that. We'll contact y'all. You know, we'll interact on Facebook. Comment on the show. I wish we'd have did that this show because I bet there's a lot of people that have other questions to ask her.
Yeah, I thought about it at the top of the show, and I forgot.
Well, you know. Once again, Beef Stew Radio, we're blowing up. You know what I'm saying? Things are going to be getting bigger. Look out for us. We're going to be getting real stronger this year. But make sure y'all tune in, all right? We're about ready to get out of here. So, Capper, let's pack up the gear. Let's head on out the door. Don't want to
see. The pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.